Congrats, Bobby Bones, on your ACM win.
Grind.
ACM.
Congrats, Bobby Bones.
Repeat.
National Air Personality
of the Year, baby.
Come on.
Win.
Love you.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Yeah, I like it.
Portions of the following program were pre-recorded.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up.
Let's go!
Hey, welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
We have no Lunchbox, who's still sick. We have no Morgan number two, who's still in quarantine. But we're here for you. We got some callers I want to talk, though. Let's first go to Alex in North Carolina, who's on the phone. Hey, Alex, how are you?
Good, Bobby. How you doing?
Pretty good. What would you like to say?
First, morning, studio.
Morning.
With all this stuff going crazy and whatnot, just remember that, like, the military, I have friends and family and stuff. They're all, deployed and stuff, and we don't have all these flights being canceled, so people aren't being replaced. So just, if you know military family, reach out and see if they need any extra help, any extra helping hands or anything, because their loved ones might not be coming home anytime soon.
Oh, yeah, good
That's
point.
Interesting. They can't replace, so they can't come back.
Mm-hmm.
That stinks. Huh. Well, I appreciate you sharing that. Yesterday we had someone on that was talking about being a truck driver and some of the things we don't think about. And I mentioned, I only know what I've been around and jobs I've done, which is, like, I've worked in the service industry as a waiter and a busboy and a dishwasher. I've worked in retail at Hobby Lobby. I worked at a marina, and I've done this. And so I can relate to these experiences. Like, I know what a waiter's going through, but military, I haven't done that. I know your husband did that, but hasn't been in it while something like this has happened.
Yeah, no, but I mean, I know what it's like to be towards the end of your deployment and know that you're about to come home, even when you're maybe a month out or whatever, and for a family to know that your loved one is coming home, and then to have that drastically changed with an unknown home date, that's got to be really hard. And then, yes, it's a valid point to check on the people back home that might need something, because you depend on that person coming back home. And when it changes, gosh. Yeah, thank you for bringing that to our attention.
Hey, Alex, appreciate that, bud.
Yep. All right, have a good day.
All right, see you later. Why don't we see what's happening? There's three of us in here. Why don't we see what's happening in our segment called What's the Haps? Hey!
Hey! What's the Haps?
I'll go first. I'm getting a lot of questions. Going, hey, how's it going since you've been confined in quarantine for the most part with your girlfriend for the last about 2 weeks now? So we've been together every day for 2 weeks in the house. And it's actually going pretty great. I don't know what else to say more so than it's just going great. She doesn't need to be at my side the whole time, nor do I need to be at hers. She went back to school. She's about to graduate with her master's. Her graduation was coming up in May, been canceled. She can still finish school. They're doing it online. So she'll study. She does software sales. So she'll do some work still since she can work from home. I'll go and do podcasts when I get home. Eddie comes over, play video games. Sometimes she'll come up and be like, let's go. She'll come up, watch us play basketball, roast us both because we're not very good at basketball.
And then she leaves.
And it's going pretty good, though. I mean, I would say it's going really good. There's a long future ahead of the quarantine. I was just thinking, what if you decide you're going to quarantine with someone and then you don't like them?
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Because she lives in California right now. She has for the last year. So it's not like she can just go home. Like, we get in a fight, I'm like, just go home. No, she still get on an airplane.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to do that. And she only has a few clothing options because she just brought a suitcase when she was coming over once. And it wasn't even a big suitcase. So she has taken over some drawers in the back of the closet. She still has her closet that I got her. I got her a little rack for clothes. It's going good. Do you guys have any questions? Because I feel like listeners want to know how that's going. It's going good. Anything?
I love it. For you. I think this is great. I think she came into your life at just the perfect time. So you don't have to go through this alone.
We were talking about how had it been a couple weeks later, it was right in the sweet spot of us deciding, like, hey, why don't we just quarantine this together?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel better about it. I don't want you alone.
Not even about that, but I've been fine alone, right? I can do things alone all day.
I know, but I'm just saying, as your friend, I don't want that.
I made the joke to Eddie. Maybe you were in here, too. I was like, oh, you guys finally get to see what my Christmas feels like.
Yeah.
Where things aren't open. You're alone. There are almost no cars on the road. Traffic's good. But it's like that kind of thing. Yeah. But that's what my Christmas feels like every year. I'm just by myself, and I'm like, well, I wonder what's open. I guess I better get some stuff for the next few days. Like, welcome to Bobby Christmas.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel great,
yay,
does it?
No, it really doesn't.
No,
I start thinking about you now from Christmas.
Yeah.
But that's it. It's going great. Actually, it's going really great. And we're having a good time. We're not tired of each other yet. We better not be. We got a couple more months of this.
Well, I think that y'all are healthy with it anyways. Like, you're not. You've been intentional of having your own space and your own time. Even if you are quarantined to the house, you're still having your own time. And I think that's going to be key to surviving this with
anybody.
And she
loves the dog.
Yeah.
And that dog can be a real butthead sometimes. And she loves the dog, and that's a big part of it, because it's me, her, and the dog. So that's what's up with me. Hey.
Hey, what's the hat?
Amy.
So what's the deal with pandemic? Because I know my husband recommended it to you, and for whatever reason, when he mentioned it to me...
It's a Netflix show. What do you mean, what's the deal?
Oh, well, I thought it was a movie.
No, it's a series on Netflix.
Yeah, so I turn it on. I'm all pumped up to, like, work out and watch this movie. It'd be, like, a good distraction. And, yeah, I can't even get through episode one. Halfway through my workout, I switched it to Jane the Virgin.
Is it boring?
I think maybe I need, that's what I need to know. And I guess I'll check in with my husband too. I didn't know if you had started it, but does it pick up anymore? Does it get?
I don't know. I haven't started it. It says okay. Pandemic, How to Prevent an Outbreak, Season 1. The audience score is 69%.
Yeah.
Ooh, nice.
Bobby loves it. So, yeah. And it came out. It has nothing to do with this current virus situation. So, it was interesting to see how there were people already, what I did see in the first episode, people that work on viruses all the time, and they know that inevitably something like this is coming. And in episode one, they were speaking specifically about viruses from animals and how it's just like, it's only a matter of time until one comes that they just don't have a handle on, but they're working actively to try to be as proactive as possible. And I was like, thank you to these people that I didn't know that were working hard to prevent unknown viruses that don't even exist yet.
Did you know, or did you read the Washington Post story about the before inauguration?
No.
For the current administration's inauguration, Trump's inauguration?
No.
They put them through a lot of scenarios.
Yeah.
Getting them ready. And the virus one happened, and they were like, this isn't really going to happen. And that even... like, a substantial percentage of that staff that was even in it was, like, not even working there anymore because they've all been fired.
Oh.
I mean, 4 years ago, we wouldn't have thought this was going to happen.
Well, I know, but the point of this movie is that there are scientists and people working on it because they know it's going to happen.
But they said in this article that they were like, it's going to happen at some point.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And that they were like, no, stop it.
Right. Well, that's what,
here
I guess,
we are.
If you're into that, then I guess check out Pandemic because you learned that in the first episode that's literally what people have dedicated their life to. And you're like, oh, so this has been a real thing for a long time. Okay.
Sometimes we're better not knowing.
Yeah, I know.
Now we know.
Now we know.
Hey.
Hey, what's the hat?
Eddie.
All right, I'm really going to open up here, so don't judge me.
Okay.
But my wife's been out of town with the kids for a few days, and she pointed out that I hadn't really done laundry for 20 years, really. Like, I'm going to tell you this.
He's already defending himself. We haven't even jumped in.
I can see it in your eyes.
Fine.
Guys, I do the dishes. I clean the house. I even clean bathrooms sometimes. Mm. I love to vacuum the carpet, sweep the floors, all that. But I do not do laundry. And she's like, this is so funny. You're going to be at home alone for the first time in 20 years. You're going to do your own laundry. Because I hate it. But
well,
you know what?
Don't bury the headline. The headline is you haven't done it in 20 years, period.
That's pretty crazy. And she said that,
talk about how you love vacuuming.
We've been married for, it's about to be 15 years, but we dated 6 years before. And she's like, I remember specifically when we were dating, she would do my laundry. She would come to my house, grab all my clothes, and do the laundry. Crazy. Guys, it's not that bad. I did it the other day.
Did you do it correctly, though?
Yeah, everything cold,
he's
right?
He's in a crop top t-shirt. It's like, yeah, man, look at me.
My white shirt's
belly
pink
shirt
now.
Yeah. Yeah, good luck, Eddie.
So, yeah,
we're all going to have to learn and do things that we haven't done before. Caitlin was like, hey, I was at Target. I was thinking about getting some seeds to grow our own food in the backyard.
Yes. Oh my gosh, Bobby, your backyard already has a garden box, right?
Yeah, but he killed all the veggies.
But you have a garden spot. That's amazing.
Bones, it's back there.
But yeah, she was like, should I get some seeds? She was only half kidding. And I was like, seeds, come on. Nah, but if you want to.
No, should.
If you want to. All right, there you go. Hey.
Hey, what's the hat?
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
Yesterday was Amy's birthday. And I felt bad. She couldn't have any party at all. So I was like, hey, come to the house. And so we ordered from her, one of her favorite restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
I drove across town, got it. You know, and they say you can't get the corona from food. Like, it, even if a person does put it into food, you still can't get it. It doesn't transfer in food. So I went and picked it up. Like, just, you couldn't sit at the restaurant, but you could go in and grab it. Ordered it online when they grabbed it.
I know, but I felt so bad because the restaurant is right by my house. And then I got to Bobby's house and he wasn't there because he was out picking up the food. And I was like, this is so silly. I could have picked it up because...
On your birthday, you shouldn't have to pick up your food. And I know, birthdays aren't about practicality.
Okay, it was not practical. But that was very thoughtful. I mean, I should have picked a restaurant.
Well, you know my middle name.
Super close to your house. Thoughtful?
No, William. I thought you knew it.
Oh.
We had that. And Caitlin made cupcakes.
Yeah, she did, and they were so good.
She made red velvet cupcakes for Amy. Mm-hmm. Spent a good amount of the day yesterday making them. I don't think it was like some just like mixture she put together.
Yeah, no, it was like the sprinkles recipe, which she adapted to make gluten-free, and then she did Pioneer Woman's cream cheese icing. Like, she put out all the stops. Like, I was like, whoa, this is a keeper.
Are you just now getting to that?
That's no, why.
She's been a keeper, but I mean, cupcakes sealed the deal.
So we had cupcakes. The Amy brought over some game where you put headphones on and it blocks out your hearing. And you have to guess what the other person says.
It's called Hearing Things, in case you want to get a game for the house when you're quarantined.
So we did that game for a little bit, a couple hours. And yeah. I kind of felt bad you couldn't have a big birthday party, but hope it was okay.
No, it was perfect. I mean, given the circumstances, like, it was great. I left there with my heart full and just felt really good. I mean, obviously, my kids being on spring break and gone and kind of quarantined down in Texas in their own little world. Like, I was like, oh. And there, we did have a plan for a birthday, so I kind of thought, well, I'll just sit at home because that's the safe thing to do. And then when you invited me over, I was like, okay. And it was special, so thank you. It definitely helped a lot.
And we didn't break the quarantine rules.
No.
I'm with Amy right now, right? So we're always together anyway.
Right. Yeah.
And then there were no more than 10 people there.
Mm-hmm.
So just us. But it was nice.
And it was.
Amy hadn't seen my dog in a while, and he's gotten pretty big.
Oh, my gosh. When he walked out, I was like, who is this little monster?
Yeah, he's gotten...
He's like a hoss. He just comes out there like...
He's so heavy, huh?
Yeah.
Something's wrong with him, though. We mm-hmm. can't quite identify it.
Oh, really?
I think it may be the medicine he's on, because he had some, like, growth on the side of his face. They didn't know if something bit him or if there was some food that got lodged into his jaw, but they gave him some antibiotics. And he just has been, like, biting random things, overly aggressive toward, like, furniture and, like, ripping stuff up. He's been peeing randomly. He never does any of this. So something is not right. Today, I may have said the wrong day, but today it goes back to the vet. And they're like, okay, you come and you sit in the car and you give us the dog and then we'll bring it back to you. Because they don't want anyone close to them or in their place. I don't know what the deal is with the dog and the...
Yeah.
He's just been... And at first, I was irritated at him because he was being so bad. But now something's wrong with him.
Yeah, I think it's...
We can tell.
Really is something.
He peed 4 times yesterday on the carpet. He peed 0 times on the carpet in weeks.
When he saw me, he peed.
He's just... Like, his body's not right.
Yeah. He's like, he can't control some stuff.
So, doing that, but it was fun. We had a good time.
Well, good. I'm glad that you had fun, because I had fun.
Then we finished the third episode of The Pharmacist last night after you left.
Okay. Like,
we have one more to go.
You loving it?
I'm liking it. Good. Well, Caitlin and I will do a review after it's over. I'm liking it. They're just now about to bring the doctor in, who you didn't even know was a thing, you know? So I'm watching that on Netflix. We, you know, over the weekend, we're going to watch a couple movies. She wants to watch Oklahoma. Yes. Like, can we not watch something that was made in our lifetime?
You might just
she
like it.
Loves Oklahoma. The movie and the state, obviously.
Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Let's go over to our producer, Raymundo. Raymundo, what you got over there?
President Donald Trump signed a coronavirus relief package guaranteeing 10 days paid leave and free testing for Americans who are impacted by the virus. More news, 2 congressmen have tested positive for the coronavirus. 1 from Florida, 1 from Utah. They're the first infected House members. Several of their colleagues have had to now self-quarantine. And lastly, the New York City mayor announced that he's almost ready to call a shelter in place after the number of confirmed cases in the Big Apple doubled in 24 hours.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Jordan Davis.
Hey, Jordan, what's up, dude?
What's up, Bobby? How you doing, buddy?
Probably like you. Got a lot of free time at home and don't really know what to do with it.
I know, right? You know, I kind of thought at first that, like, this wouldn't be a problem. Like, we've been so busy. But I'm, like, 3 or 4 days in, and I'm getting a little stir-crazy.
Jordan Davis on with us. I'm going to play a clip so they can kind of catch up with you, Jordan. Here is Singles You Up from Jordan Davis. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough. And here is Take It From Me. Take it from me if you want a t-shirt to sleep in. Both went number one, and right now he's got a top five. Here is Slow Dance in a Parking Lot. Throw it in park and just slow dance. So now that we've caught up on Jordan's musical prowess, let me ask about your daughter, because you got a she's 4 months old, so I guess that's something at home, right?
Yeah, man, it has been really cool to get to spend a lot of time with her. I mean, it's been a while, man, the adjustment. Which, I mean, you know, I don't want to say this is obviously a terrible thing that's going around, but the definitely the shining light of it is getting to spend a little bit more time with her at the house.
I was reading a story that you flew to the UK for that festival. It's called C2C, which is like country to country. So what happened? You're flying out, and then what happens?
Dude, we left Nashville. I left Nashville at 8 a.m., got to the UK at 11:30 their time, checked into the hotel, get laid down at like midnight, and then my phone just started blowing up about, you know, the ban, and like every, you know, they put the ban up, UK people can't travel back. So then I stayed up till about 2:30 figuring out what was going on, and in the meantime I had some people from my team book me a flight, so I went, turned right back around, got on a flight at 7 a.m. and flew right back home.
Well, you get to spend a half a night in a hotel room, didn't even sleep.
The Ramada Inn, right outside of Heathrow in London, is fantastic. Spent about 4 hours there.
I got a couple questions about that. What, first of all, what'd your band do? Did they all get in, and were they kind of situated? They have to leave too?
The worst part about that is they flew out on a night flight, so that happened while they were in the air.
They're like en route, and you're leaving.
Yeah. So when they landed, they didn't even clear customs. So for like 3 hours, they were like just aliens on Earth. They weren't in the UK. They weren't in the States. And then when we showed back up to the airport, they came through customs, turned around, and got right back on a plane and flew right back.
Wow, that's like just going to pick somebody up down the road and going back home, but except you're flying to London. What was the airport like? Was it nutty trying to get back in?
It was pretty wild that morning. I guess we came back on like Friday morning. It was pretty crazy over there. We got there 3 hours before because, I mean, we had a ton of gear to pack, or to load. But we didn't get to our gate till about 40 minutes before. So, like, security line was about an hour. Bag check was about an hour. So it was pretty wild. But then, like, getting back in, I thought, like, getting back into the States was they were going to be, like, checking us down. Like, they told us, like, take Tylenol just in case you had a fever. Like to bring it because like they might put you in quarantine, like a 14-day quarantine, and which all of us were fine. But yeah, we got back to the States and like everything was super smooth.
Yeah, I hear if you just go into an airport and start yelling USA, they let you go through quicker. That's what I hear. I'm not sure if that's really
the thing. Roll you right in.
Jordan Davis is on with us. I know you're doing these songs online. You're posting songs, doing Instagram lives. I'd like to make a request because he said request cover songs. I'd like to request that you do the Raging Idiots' Wash Your Hands.
Nice.
It was the number one kids song for like 4 days. You know, I think people need a Jordan Davis cover of Wash Your Hands by the Raging Idiots.
Yeah.
Dude, we're doing it tonight. That's it. I'm doing it.
Nice. All right. And then we'll repost it up there. Hey, listen, congratulations on everything. You know, who knows what's going to happen with anything at this point, but really cool to see your success. You know, always thought you were a cool dude, and now it's nice to see you actually killing it. And Jordan, we'll see you soon, dude.
Awesome. Appreciate it, Bobby. Good talking with y'all.
Jordan Davis. The Bobby Bones Show. If you're new to this show, well, then you don't know that I am a diehard Arkansas guy. Love the Razorbacks. And so before the SEC basketball tournament was canceled, I was having lunch with the athletic director from the University of Arkansas and a guy named Quinn Grovey, who played quarterback for the University of Arkansas and is now in charge of raising money for like the Razorback Foundation. And so he was like, I got something for your people. I know what it was. I thought it would be like a T-shirt or a pin or something. But he got everybody jerseys, Arkansas baseball jerseys with their names on the back of them. And so it was pretty legit.
Awesome.
And so Eddie's been wearing his.
Yeah, I've been wearing it around. I went to the grocery store the other day, and I don't know, I kind of feel like a poser a little bit because every time I walk by someone, there's an Arkansas fan or something going, hey, woo pig. And I go, woo pig. And then they want to talk more like crazy, right? You know, man, the basketball team, and I just start walking away because I don't want to get caught in this whole situation of like, I don't know what I'm talking about. One guy even goes, hey, man, there aren't very much of us here from Arkansas. Where are you from? I'm like, hey, got to go. Corona.
Oh, why don't you just say Mountain Pine?
Just take my life.
Yeah.
Be like, Mountain Pine, man. Hot Springs right out there.
Yeah. Population 700. It's yeah. kind of crazy.
You know Arkansas, Keith?
You know yeah. on Seinfeld when the guy takes Kramer's life? You know the episode where he starts living, Kramer sells him his life?
I don't remember that one.
Well, that's what you can do. You can just be me. What were you going to say?
I was going to say this reminds me of like when I wear a band, like a vintage band t-shirt, and you feel like a poser because people are like, oh man, I love that band. What's your favorite song? And you're like, well, I don't know.
They're like, Amy, I love Styx as well. And she's like, I don't know any Styx songs. But you yeah, have to yeah, learn yeah. a few of them just to keep up.
I know.
And these Arkansas fans are lit. Like, they're serious.
That's all we have.
I know it.
Like, I'm from a really small town in a really small state, so we don't have any pro teams. We just have the Razorbacks. And so, but dude, be proud. This can be your step into being a fan.
Hey, Woo Pig.
Yeah.
Man, Musselman, killing it this year.
Well, that's over.
You're right, but still.
My girlfriend, though, is a diehard Sooner fan, and so she'll wear something in Oklahoma. People will come up and just yell Boomer at her and just go, Boomer, and she'll go, Sooner, and I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
Like, crazy. Just randomly walking down. We were a few weeks ago at a movie before that. They all started to close. And she's just walking. She has, like, an OU, like, emblem on her shirt. And some guy just walks over and goes, points at her, goes right in her face, and goes, Boomer! Thought I was going to have to step in.
Thought that was a fight.
And then she goes, Sooner! And I was like, you guys need to relax a little bit. We'll wear it proudly.
I will. I love, man. That jersey's legit.
It's legit. It's their... like batting practice jerseys. Anyway,
I love it.
Thanks to them.
Bobby Bone Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Brad Paisley's free grocery store. The store is doing something pretty awesome for elderly people in Nashville.
We're mobilizing a group of volunteers to deliver groceries, 1 week's groceries, to elderly people that should not be out shopping on their own in these times. Basically dropping off what they need, following all protocols to make sure that we're doing this right.
That's pretty cool. Thomas Rhett shares a cool moment that he had with his daughter, Willa Gray.
We were playing some shows and I just got done doing sound check, and Willa gets out of the car and she's like, Daddy, I'm so proud of you. And I was just like, first of all, how do you know how to say that? Second of all, it just melted me. And so it's been really awesome to share some of these moments with my kids the way that I got to share some of these moments with my dad as well. It kind of feels like it's coming full circle in a way.
And Lauren Elena posted a video of her singing her song, Getting Good, with her dad playing the guitar for her.
I'm crying over the conversation I feel too. I'm thinking once I learn to soak up every moment, I'll realize my life.
All right, it's Bobby filling in for Morgan number two, and that's the skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Jade Powell, she's an honor student at the University of Nevada in Reno, and she's been reading a lot of stories about how elderly people and sick people aren't getting groceries because of the coronavirus. So she decided to start a new little organization to go out, get orders from these people, and then do free online shopping delivery. So she would go pick up the stuff at the grocery store, deliver it to these people, and for free. I mean, it was no charge. I guess a lot of grocery stores, I tried to do it the other day. It's about a 3 week wait to get groceries if you want to deliver them.
What? Is that right?
Yes.
3 weeks?
3 weeks.
In 3 weeks, I need people to deliver them.
So these people can do it the same day, and they're doing it for them, and the word's spreading too. So there's also people in Connecticut, Long Island, Sacramento who's gotten the word, and they're like, ooh, yeah, we want to do it here where we are.
Oh, cool. There you go. Amy, what would you like to say?
Oh, man. I mean, I think that's amazing. I saw one, I got an email chain from Nashville of, like, I don't know what it was, but it was a Gmail account someone created where you could email that Gmail account and they would try to deliver you groceries.
Oh, yeah?
But you had to be a certain age or older.
Right.
Caitlin went to Target yesterday and saw there was an older lady who was like, so she just got her number and was like, hey, if you need anything, I'll go to Target for you.
Oh, that's
love
sweet.
That.
So.
Same concept.
Yeah, there you go. All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
Over to Eddie, who's filling in for Lunchbox.
Police noticed there was some suspicious activity with a possible stolen credit card at Disney World. So they went and located the guy. Once the guy spotted the cops, though, he said, uh-oh, what do I do with this debit card? He tried to eat it. So he consumed about half of it. Police get him. They find half the credit card. And then they find some cocaine on him. So now, He gets arrested. Not only does he have possession of cocaine, he also has the half-eaten credit card, which probably has to be was surgically removed or wait till it comes out now.
I don't know about surgically removed, but when you were young, if you got caught cheating, you were just told to eat the paper because they can't prove that you cheated. They have no cheat sheet. It's like, Amy, you watch these murderer shows. If you can't find a body, it's hard to...
Oh, yeah. There's no body. It's really hard to convict somebody.
So he was trying.
He was trying. Yeah, but the cops got there too quick, so they found the credit card.
Yeah, what a tough thing to eat, though.
Yeah, he also had like 10 other credit cards, too, so he'd been doing it for a while.
And he was at Disney?
Yeah, he's Disney, man, buying some jewelry. So Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse stuff.
Oh, he wasn't with the family.
No, I think he was.
I was picturing him taking some time off from crime, take his family
no,
out.
No, 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 not at all.
All right.
All right, that's your bonehead story of the day.
Time to play Elder versus Millennial. The Elder is in studio. That's Eddie. He's 40 years old.
That's right.
Yeah, he's the oldest on the show.
Yeah.
The Millennial, doing her Millennial thing, was out at a bar with a lot of people. And so,
such a Millennial thing.
I know, I know. So she is doing the show from her house. She's on the phone right now. Is Morgan number two. Hi, Morgan.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So you're not going to look things up. We have your promise, right?
Yep. Totally, 100% will not look anything up.
Boy, she committed hard to totally am 100%.
I trust her.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. Ed, you got three questions first. Are you ready?
Come on.
This is a name millennials use to describe a kind of person who is unhappy when little things don't go their way. They are described as a, can I speak to your manager type of person.
Ooh, the first thing that came to my mind was sour. And by the look of your face, it may not be sour, but that's my guess.
Incorrect. Morgan.
I believe that would be a Karen.
That's a Karen.
Oh.
What does that even mean?
It's a Karen. It's like imagine someone named Karen who's a mom who's like, let me speak to your manager.
That's so rude to a Karen.
Eddie, question number two.
Come on.
Zac Efron.
Yes.
Vanessa Hudgens. And Ashley Tisdale starred together in what TV movie?
Yes, High School Musical.
Woo!
Wow, I don't even know how I got that.
Eddie, what's the name of Alexis Bledel's character on Gilmore Girls?
Oh my gosh, I watched Gilmore Girls.
You do?
You did? Yeah.
So, which one is it?
Alexis Bledel?
So I think that's the daughter. Because that's not Lauren Graham. She's the mom.
Well, you're watching Gilmore Girls?
I started watching about a couple months ago.
With who?
Me, myself. What's wrong with that? It popped up on Netflix. I started watching it. One of them's Lorelai, and the other one is, oh my gosh.
Yeah, 5 seconds.
Scarlett, Amber.
Answer?
I'm going to go with Lorelai. It's not right.
Morgan, can you steal?
Oh, I thought it was Lorelai too.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What is it?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm gonna know this.
Rory.
Rory. Oh. It's the daughter. Dang it.
Yep.
All tied up 1-1 as we go to Morgan number 2's questions. Here we go. These are all about Eddie's generation.
Yeah.
What's your generation
Gen
called?
Gen X.
Are you X?
Absolutely.
All right. What kind of animal was Free Willy, Morgan? What kind of animal was Free Willy?
A whale.
Damn. Nice. Correct.
I can't hear the ding, so did I get that right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's
so you
right.
Can't hear him on the phone.
Correct. What city does the show Seinfeld take place in?
Oh, man. Never watched this show. It's not right. I'm going to go with Philadelphia.
Incorrect.
Thank goodness.
It is now 2-2.
I haven't guessed.
Oh, so
would you like for me to guess that?
Yeah, go ahead.
New York.
New York. That's right. New York City. Now 2-2. Last one. Someone will win with this one. Finish the movie quote. Who you gonna call? Blank. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters
is correct. She is our winner. Play her song.
Long neck eyes come be.
Here were the other Morgan questions. Hey, Morgan, you can answer these if you want. What is Hillary Duff's sister's name? Oh, you don't know this.
Ashley?
No, these are the millennial questions. That's Haley Duff.
Haley.
Oh, yeah.
This website paired you up with a random user for video chats.
I know the name. I lost it.
Chat roulette was awesome, and you would just hit a button and it'd match you, but then everybody started putting their wieners on there.
Yeah, really? until it got dirty.
You'd connect and it'd be like, wiener, wiener.
It's all fun and games.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Gibby, Spencer, and Freddy are characters from what Nickelodeon show?
Sam and Cat.
iCarly. Dang, she's missing her own question.
Wow.
And then finally,
those are the characters.
What movie is Sid the Sloth from?
Zootopia.
Ice Age.
Oh, what? Sid the Sloth.
Oh, gosh, I'm so bad today.
You are the winner. Listen, it's not even. She's not here, but she won. Wow. From a deficit. She won from her house.
Wow.
Sitting on her phone.
So she could be looking stuff up, I guess, if she...
No, she promised.
There's no way. There was no time.
And not only did she promise and gave 100%.
That's true. And I trusted her, so.
All right, Morgan. Thank you. You are the winner. Congratulations.
Woo.
And there you have it. Another round of Elder versus Millennial.
The Bobby Bone Show.
On with us right now is Dr. William Schaffner, MD, from Vanderbilt University Medical Center. He is an infectious disease expert. Dr. Schaffner, thank you for taking time with us.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Does everyone want to talk to you now?
Almost.
I mean, you're like the bell of the ball whenever it comes to know. Because this is what you are an expert in. I imagine your phone is blowing up.
Well, kind of. Yes, it's a busy time trying to get out the good information all about social distancing and how we have to stay away from each other so that the virus doesn't get from me to you or from you to me.
Okay, so let's just start with the questions. I love this guy, by the way. Dr. Awesome. Schaffner, I love him. Are children asymptomatic?
A lot of children seem to be able to get this infection and not become ill. But we're beginning to think that they may be contagious and they can transmit the infection. How frequent this is still under study.
And everything is still under study a bit, right? Because this is such a new virus.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. I say that whenever I answer any question.
Was there anything that you studied or have studied through the years that is similar to this where you're going, well, this is kind of the same, but not really?
Well, yes. When Zika first hit, we had to learn all about that. And back in 2009, we had an influenza pandemic, the so-called swine flu. And that one was paradoxical because it affected children more than older people. So whenever there's a new infection that comes along, we all have to figure out exactly who the infection is attacking specifically.
By the way, Dr. Schaffner is past president of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases and has served on the executive board for the Infectious Diseases Society of America. Do you guys ever have like a getaway? Like all of you, all the infectious diseases experts?
Actually, there's an annual meeting when all these infectious disease docs are together. We all know each other. We're all friendly. But we avoid shaking hands. There's a lot of elbow bumps that goes on. And then people reach into their purses or their jacket pockets, and out comes the hand sanitizer. So it looks like a hand sanitizer convention.
And that's been happening before this. You guys have been kind of living by that for a while.
Oh, for ages, right. Yes.
Well, wearing surgical-type rubber gloves while out, if I'm out doing stuff, will that help?
I don't think it'll help because then the gloves become like your hands, and they can become contaminated also. You know, when in the medical setting, when we use gloves, as soon as we take them off, we go to the sink and wash our hands.
So
hand hygiene is really the answer. Don't worry with the gloves. Just wash your hands a lot or use those hand hygiene products.
You talk about hands. I have a bunch of sanitizer, obviously. If I get to either wash my hands or sanitize, which one do I do?
Flip a coin, whichever one is more convenient. Don't obsess about those distinctions. Just do it frequently and thoroughly. Make sure you get the thumbs and the back of your hands, too.
If you're feeling sick at this stage, when do we call a doctor?
That is probably one of the most frequently asked questions. If you have fever and a cough, that's the key to call And I emphasize calling your doctor or other healthcare provider. Don't just walk into the waiting room and give whatever you have to everybody else who's sitting there.
If you think that you're infected and you self-quarantine, or maybe even if you are, what is the distance, the length until normal life again, until you can go out? Like, what happens then?
It's very difficult because if you're self-quarantining, you don't know whether you have influenza or some other respiratory infection. So I think the general rule is, unless you've been diagnosed with COVID, once you get completely better, you can go out. Make sure your temperature is down. Wait for another day or so, and then I think you're okay to get back into the world.
You know, they have us.
When I say into the world, in the present time, I mean 6 feet from everybody.
Yeah, which leads to my next question. 6 feet, social distancing. So why is it important to not be in a group of more than 10 people?
You know, it's simple numbers. We know that this infection is transmitted through close contact, right? Within 6 feet, I breathe out the virus, and if you're close in, you breathe in, and you may get some of my virus along with the air that you breathe in. So we want to keep separated. The more people we contact, the more likely it is we'll find someone who's got COVID. So the notion is, stay away from groups because there are a lot of people there, and the chances are greater than that someone will be there who's got COVID and could give it to you.
Is it possible, because I keep hearing these stories about if it gets warmer, there's a chance that the virus dies. I hear you making noise. Like, tell me your thoughts on this.
So, we know that COVID is a respiratory virus, and so is flu. And flu and other winter respiratory viruses get better. That is, they kind of go away once the temperature gets warm. Now, has this new virus read the textbook, and does it know it's supposed to do that? Well, we don't know that yet. So perhaps this virus will act that way and kind of go away during our spring and summer, but maybe it didn't read the text and doesn't know it's going to do that, and it's going to continue. It's one of those things where I have to say, we'll wait and see.
I guess that's the thing with this, because it hasn't existed. We're waiting and seeing on a lot of this stuff. A lot of my listeners are reaching out asking, you know, should they go and get things like their biannual mammogram or their dental cleaning or their heart doctor appointment, things like that?
The question is, how essential is that visit? The regular tooth cleaning, I would put that off. If it's a routine visit like the mammogram, unless, of course, it's a mammogram on indication, if someone's felt a lump or something like that, then I would put the routine non-essential visits off for a while. But if you have to see the doctor for something specific, then of course, go ahead.
Dr. William Schaffner, MD from Vanderbilt University Medical Center, an infectious disease expert, is on with us now. Eddie, what would you like to ask him?
Yeah, hey, Doc, I have a question about soap. You know, I've seen a lot of grocery stores are out of antibacterial soap or just soap in general. Does it matter what kind of soap that you wash your hands with? Do you need a specific type?
Like dish soap?
Right. Does that work?
Everything works. Don't worry about the kind of soap. This virus will be picked up and killed by just any kind of soap or any household disinfectant. If you're being careful and disinfecting some of the surfaces in your house, use any household disinfectant. It will work.
I don't have a spleen, Doc. What?
Oh, yeah. Good question.
I had a surgery and they removed my spleen when I was a kid. I didn't even think about this. What's up with that?
Well, the fact that you've had your spleen out does make you more susceptible to certain bacterial infections, but not necessarily to COVID, thank goodness.
Nice. So,
good.
Cool. So I'm free to run around and do whatever I want.
Doctor, tell him no.
Yeah. This is where you say no, doc.
Doctor, say no.
Would you go to a restaurant, Dr. Schaffner, to pick up food with people making food?
Yes. Yes, I would still do that. You know, the restaurants are spreading their tables farther apart. They're taking fewer reservations. just so that people can be more distant. And certainly pickup and delivery works. And if you're judicious, going out with one other couple to the restaurant, I think that's still okay. We're not yet in a total lockdown circumstance. But don't hang out at a bar. You know, they're closed anyway. But don't hang out in large groups for any extended period of time. Avoid those groups.
Well, we very much appreciate you talking to us, and we got listeners all over the country that are very appreciative of your time as well. I know you got a lot to do. So thank you so much for your time, and hope you have a great day today. And you're out changing the world, Doc.
Stay healthy, everybody. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you.
There he is.
Bye-bye.
Dr. William Schaffner, MD. He graduated from Yale in 1957. He attended the University of Freiburg, Germany as a Fulbright Scholar, Cornell in 62. I just keep going, but he is the disease control guy.
Oh, wow.
He then commissioned, it's on and on. It's all the CDC stuff. He, like you said, he was president of the Infectious Disease Club.
Yeah.
Is that a
yeah.
club? I don't know if it's a
that
club.
That was so helpful.
Yeah, it was. I liked having him on. When I first got the email, though, that we had a phone call with him, I didn't read the whole thing. I just thought, oh, cool, William Shatner is coming on the show today.
Oh, William Schaffner.
But I mean, I just William glanced Shatner. At the email. So I was
Did
like,
you
okay,
guys
this
like
makes more sense.
How he said respiratory? Or
respiratory. You can tell he knows more than us because he's using a
thing. Oh, yeah, for sure. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So Netflix just put out something, and it's pretty awesome. NetflixParty.com is where you can sign up. And basically, you can sync up with anyone in the world, and you can watch the same thing at the same time and chat about it while you're watching.
Oh, that's interesting. I thought you were just going to be able to, because I saw the headline, and mm-hmm. I thought, oh, we'll be able to see what they're watching. It'll pop up on my screen. But no, you watch at the same time.
Yeah. It syncs up the streams. You can watch stuff together and then talk about it in a sidebar chat.
That's pretty cool.
This is great for couples so they don't Netflix cheat on each other.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was thinking for people, they're isolated because of the coronavirus.
I mean, they obviously had this in the works way before corona, but it is coming at a really convenient time.
Huh. Maybe they rolled that early because of corona.
Maybe.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
All right, what else?
Good point. So Apple has patented a system to stop people from snooping on your iPhone by blurring the screen when it detects the gaze of unauthorized eyeballs. Huh. So if someone's looking at your phone and your phone if they're in view of your phone and their eyeballs don't match up what's been approved, it's going to blur the screen.
Which leads me to this question. When I hear you say that, I go, is face recognition looking at our face or our eyes
then? Oh, wow.
Like,
that's
is it memory?
A good point.
Because if it's changing because of eyeball understanding, then it must not be unlocking. It's because of our face. And are our eyeballs like fingerprints? Or are they all different?
Interesting.
Ooh.
I think they are, right?
I don't know. So I go, ooh. Yeah, what else?
Okay, so I have a list of discontinued snacks from like the 80s and 90s that are back. Okay. If you're wanting them. So first of all, cheese balls, they were discontinued in 2005, but they're back.
Just in time for the pandemic.
Yeah. Dunkaroos.
Yeah, we talked about those. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we did. Eggo cereal. Have y'all ever written of that? Like
no.
Eggo yeah. My waffle cereal.
Eggo my, you mean Lego my Eggo
yeah.
mm-hmm. cereal? Eggo my waffle. I mean, it goes, you know, like Eggo my waffle in the same kind of melody of
Eggo my waffle. You're right.
Which is not the thing that
yeah,
was said.
Yeah, it was like, who Lego my Eggo? Yeah. Those commercials were cute. French Toast Crunch.
What'd you say? Who Lego my Eggo?
I thought that they would come
Lego
down.
Lego my Eggo.
Oh, yeah.
Not who Lego my Eggo.
It's like let go of my.
Right.
Yeah, I know. Clearly, I don't know, but whatever. Mother Circus Animal Cookies, which are my favorite
yeah.
from childhood. They're amazing. They disappeared in 2008, but heads up, they're back. Also, Oreos, another popular cereal.
O's that were, I don't remember this stuff.
I don't either.
Oh, yeah. You love O's, like the regular OG O's, but then they made like a Oreos.
Oreo O's.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oreo O's. And then Quaker Dinosaur Eggs. Hmm.
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah.
But I think most of the stuff was discontinued because people didn't want it.
So why bring it back?
Yeah. Well, cheese balls was the first thing I mentioned. And remember, didn't we have in the pile not so long ago or somewhere, maybe Morgan number two's Food World? There's like now cheese ball powder. You can just buy the powder.
I used to eat the big tub of cheese balls as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
You get, your hand would just be orange.
Yeah, they're selling that, yeah. The orange stuff on your hand.
All right, there you go.
I'm Amy. That's my file.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Oh man, this girl, Kylie, she got her wedding dress. She picked it up from like the dry cleaner or the tailor or something and had it in her car and went to meet friends for dinner. And while she was at dinner, her car got stolen. So car gone, wedding dress gone. So she's freaking out. Wow. The news finds out about it. They run a story on the local news station, and two women, after they watched the news, they spotted the SUV and they called the police.
Wow.
And then they were able to go and get the car. So she is thankful to Dee and Natalie, who were watching the news and then saw the car and called it in, because now she has her car back and her dress back.
All right, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Over to Amy with the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
Did you hear the joke about the roof?
Uh-uh.
Never mind. It's over your head.
That was the Morning Corny.
She's at it again, folks.
You don't like these anymore, Buzz?
Yeah,
oh,
no,
my
I
gosh.
Do. I do.
It's fine.
She just looks at me like I'm dumb if I don't love it.
Bobby Bones.
Coming from the Bass Pro Shops and Cabela Studio on Music Row, it's the Bobby Bones Show. We're going to play Name That Secret Celebrity. On the phone right now is Crystal in Iowa. Crystal, how are you this morning?
I'm good. Good morning, studio.
Good morning. What's been happening with you today?
Just on my way to work.
And how's the drive? Are there less cars out since people are staying home?
Yes, absolutely. It's actually kind of nice.
And I was driving to pick up food for Amy's birthday yesterday, and it was 5 p.m., and it is usually jam-peckered, man. And I was just flying through nothing. I saw like four cars.
It's weird, right?
I was like, dang, this is nice. But then I felt bad for thinking it was nice.
I know. When I was leaving to come to your house, normally that's high traffic time. And I thought, oh, I better MapQuest and see how, or Google it.
MapQuest?
Whatever.
Wow. Did you get on MySpace first before you hopped over?
I better map it to see how long it's going to take
me
to
get there.
Were you
on AOL when you did that?
No. Whatever. I was on Google Maps on my phone. But it was 17 minutes door-to-door, which is... would never be possible at 5:30 p.m. ever. It would probably take 45 minutes.
Was it after you finished watching Clarissa Explains It All?
Mm-hmm.
on Nickelodeon.
You're so funny.
Mm-hmm. Crystal, we're going to play Name That Secret Celebrity. I will play you a celebrity. You have to guess what celebrity's voice you're hearing. So far, the guesses have been Mel Gibson, Eddie Murphy, and Willie Nelson. And all those guesses have been wrong. Okay, here is the clip.
In time. After being perched atop their mother's feet for 1,000 paces, like a child learning to dance on her mother's shoes, the chick takes his first steps alone.
Okay, so you hear that celebrity. Can you name that secret celebrity?
I'm pretty sure it's Harrison Ford.
It is not Harrison Ford. It is not.
Okay.
Okay, well, moving on. Would you like to shout out to anybody, Crystal, while you're on the phone?
Yeah, I want to say happy birthday, Amy. My birthday was yesterday as well.
Hey, look at you.
Oh, well, happy birthday to you.
And Eddie's is Saturday.
Yay!
Yeah.
No, nice. Happy birthday, Eddie.
Thank you.
Crystal, what'd you do for your birthday?
My family actually surprised me with a very nice dinner at home and a couple desserts and some very nice presents.
Oh, wow.
So it was nice and quiet.
So, how about this? I don't know what your morning is, but why don't you stay on the phone? Let's give her a shot at another game, and maybe she can win some crap in the back.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
We got a bunch of like cool prizes back there that we have never given away, but you can win it. We call it crap in the back. Would you like to play another game coming up in a second?
Absolutely.
Okay, Ray, let's leave her on. She didn't get that right because she guessed Harrison Ford, right? I wrote it down. Are we just... Because we're in a studio, are our headphones sounding different to us? Because it sounds like I know exactly who that person is. Listen, I know who it is because I made the game up, but I still feel like even if I didn't know, I would know whose voice that was. I could be wrong, but I feel like that voice is so distinct. And then I keep thinking every caller is going to nail it, and they don't. Do you guys feel the same way?
No, I mean, I think I know who
obvious.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you know who it is because I've told you who it is. But I mean, would you know who it is?
I think so. It's so obvious.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll give it another shot tomorrow for sure. There are a few things in life that I get extremely frustrated at, and maybe this is my fault. Maybe I picked a bad clip. Should I switch the clip, Mike?
To...
You don't think so?
Keep the clip.
Same clip. The same person, but a different clip.
Right, to like switch it up.
I just don't understand. Okay. Mm-hmm. I was reading a story about how they're trying to pass some legislation that will not allow people who had been hoarding food to bring all the food back after Corona goes away. For two reasons. One, because they want to stop that in the future. And two, they go, well, your Corona may be on the bag. Maybe on the food, like on the carrier of the food.
Oh, okay.
So mostly though, because people went berserk and they have 47 rolls of toilet paper and they're like, well, we don't want you to bring that back. You live with it now.
Right.
Yeah. So you have all the food on your plate. You put it there and I eat it.
Yeah.
Or you're going to sit there until you use all that toilet paper. I want to see you wipe with every square. That's what they should say. They should put a camera on and be like, all right, wipe. Let's go. Don't stop wiping until it's all gone. But I saw that was happening, or they're trying to push that through. There are probably things that they could push through that are a little more important right this second, but I do like the idea of that.
Mm-hmm.
The story I was talking about was Drake. He is self-isolating because he was partying with Kevin Durant before Kevin Durant got coronavirus. God's plan, I got corona. It was God's plan. I get corona in the club. And then Idris Elba, the actor who has it, thinks he got it from Justin Trudeau's wife, who is the Canadian prime minister.
Oh, wow. Oh.
But again, it's not like an STD where someone probably knew they had it and didn't tell. People don't even know they have it.
Right.
Right.
I was listening to Dr. Fauci talk yesterday about it can live in you for 2, 3, 4 days before there's ever a symptom, but it's living in you and is also transferable. It's also contagious before you even know you have it. So it's chilling in and on you. And it's contagious, but you don't know you got it. So it's not your fault. But you got to make that call like, hey, I got it. And I got to let everybody know that I had recently been around, that I have it. It almost feels like that call they would say when if you got an STD, you had to call everybody. I never had to make that call.
No, of course not.
No.
Yeah.
So saw that. This Big Brother cast in Germany, they had been kept from knowing the coronavirus was a thing. It began on February 6th. Today's March 19th. So you're looking at all of pretty much the time where this has become a massive story. They've been locked in the house. They had no idea how the virus had spread across Europe. In Spain, Italy in full lockdown. You know, we're doing here. We're in the early stages of that. But last night, the housemates were given an update live on air. Boy, talk about a ratings bonanza. I would have tuned into that. I don't even know German.
Right.
They'd have been like, crouch, yep, clap, and I'd have been like, yeah, this is good.
So,
how's my German, by the way?
I don't think you got one word.
No, I thought it was
I said kraut.
Sauerkraut?
Yeah.
Oh.
But they said this is what's been happening. The resident physician goes in. They sit behind a glass screen to give them the news. They said, hey, we'd like to inform you as to why we're here and why we're behind a glass screen. The camera panned around the seating area. Of course, the housemates fell into a stunned silence. And he went all the way into COVID-19 and what it is and why it's hurting a lot of people. If I were that cast, I'd be like, you know what? Just leave us in here.
Yeah, exactly.
Two things. The virus isn't in here. Two, they're going to be so famous when it's over because that whole Germany, Europe, we've never talked about Germany Big Brother on this show.
That's true.
Ever.
They're going to be so known because it's all people are going to be watching. So the people are going to be... They're going to let them talk to their families, which they don't normally do. So they'll let them get on the phone. If any of them want to leave, I think they can.
Well, yeah, but why would you?
Well, I guess if someone was sick, you need to go take care of them.
Okay.
But other than that, right. They can just do live streams like every country music artist.
Mm-hmm.
Just get on. Like every artist is at the same time. I pulled up my Instagram last night and it was like nine artists sitting like in their bathroom with a guitar. Just going, I'll take a request. Somebody give me a request. It's like... We should spread these out a little bit so we can watch
like
them.
Like schedule them?
Yeah. You know, just like a festival. There's times.
Right.
Yeah. Like Friday night and here 11 times. You can watch your favorite artist.
Somebody should coordinate the Instagram live festival.
Crystal is on again. Crystal, are you ready to play this game? Yesterday was your birthday, so let's see if we can get you a prize, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay. Now, are you still sitting in your car or did you go into work?
No, I'm still on my way to work.
All right, I get a drink here. We're going to do, and for our prize, for the crap in the back. Ray, what's up for grabs in the crap in the back today?
Yeah, we're doing the Brothers Osborne vinyl.
Signed?
Yep.
Yep.
There's also a Kip Moore CD.
Nice. Is it signed?
No.
Oh, cool.
And then a George Strait t-shirt.
Oh.
Ooh.
Vintage.
Are you sure it's vintage?
It might just have a lot of tour dates when you did the 60 number ones tour.
Oh, so it's like from
is a few years ago.
It's like, it's from 2013 or 14 maybe.
Well, regardless, it's crap in the bag. All right, your chance to win it, Crystal, here we go. We're going to give Amy a try to win you this.
Gosh.
What?
I just, the pressure.
Mm. Since today, March 19th is the first day of spring, Amy, you have to answer questions about famous firsts.
Okay.
You have 60 seconds to get all 10 questions right. If you get all 10, the caller wins the prize. If you don't know an answer, say pass. We'll come back to it. The time starts when I read the first question. Ready to go for the crab in the back.
Come on, Amy.
You can do this. Raymundo, clock ready.
Yes.
Who was the first president of the United States?
George Washington.
Who was the first man on the moon?
Neil Armstrong.
Correct. What medal do you get for first place in the Olympics?
Gold.
Correct. What's the name of my first book?
Bare Bones.
Correct. Who was the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean?
Amelia Earhart.
Correct. Who is the first lady of the United States?
Oh my gosh. Pass.
What is the first color on the American flag, the first stripe?
Oh my gosh. Red.
Correct. Who is the first face on Mount Rushmore?
George Washington.
Correct. Who were the first people to fly a plane?
The Wright brothers.
Correct. In the Marvel movies, who's known as the first Avenger?
Captain America.
Correct. Back to the question you've missed. Who is the first lady of the United States?
Ivanka. No. Melania.
No. Amy, come on.
Melania Trump.
Correct.
Yes.
There she goes.
Oh, my gosh. Like, all I could think of was happy birthday.
Crystal, happy birthday. You're the big winner.
Thank
here.
Holly.
Yeah. So, your birthday just got better, huh? Be honest.
Yes, absolutely.
She did miss the secret celebrity, but she nailed this.
That's good.
Yeah. Amy, that was, nice
I'm like sweating.
We were wondering what was wrong with you.
Oh, trust me, I was too. Like, I literally, all I could think of was, like, I was like, Trump. Well, I mean, obviously I knew it was Trump. I didn't know if I needed to say the last name. You needed me to, obviously.
Well, I would have taken Melania, even when you said that.
Oh, because I was saying it, and you were like, waiting. You were like, correct.
What was that question?
What's the
First
name?
First lady.
The name of the first lady.
The name of the first lady. I kept thinking Martha Washington.
Wait, no.
She's the first first lady.
She's the former first lady.
Yeah, she's the very first first lady. Yeah, but the question was, who's basically the current, I assume? And man.
Good job, Amy.
You know, Crystal, you're going to work. Are all the folks at your work at work?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, right now, yes.
Tell them all we say hello if you can. And thank you for listening and stay on hold. And we'll get you some prizes for your birthday. The Brothers Osborne signed vinyl is actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Bye.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
You're welcome.
Let's play a jam.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
The janitorial staff at two Vermont schools is being recognized for going well above and beyond their typical call of duty. The schools, Allen Brook School and Williston Central School, were closed when a staffer came down with cold-like symptoms after staying at a hotel where cases of the coronavirus had been confirmed. The janitors cleaned, sanitized, and fully and completely disinfected the entire buildings to protect the students from this. Parents wanted to acknowledge and thank them for their efforts because they didn't have to clean it like they did or as fast as they did. So they set up a fundraising campaign that raised over $6,000 for the janitorial staff.
Oh, that's awesome.
That went through and just crushed it when they didn't need to and didn't have to as well as they did. That's awesome. It's cool for the janitorial staff to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But also super cool of parents to acknowledge that even though that was their job, the fact that they did it so wonderfully, they should, according to them, be rewarded for it. That was great. There you go. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Tom Hanks is doing not great, but still okay. The 63-year-old Oscar winner and his wife, Rita Wilson, remain in isolation in an Australian residence after being let go of the hospital. They have the corona. His sister says, I've communicated with my brother. He's not great, but he's still okay. And I saw Tom Hanks, too, talking about where he was like, you know, I still got body aches. I still don't feel great, but I'm going to be all right. But also, how uncomfortable to be not in your own house when you're sick.
Mm-hmm.
Like you want to be in a hotel room or on vacation and be sick, you know?
Yeah.
I kind of feel bad for Caitlin right now because she lives in California and has for the past year or so, but she has a home. And they started shutting things down in Los Angeles 2-3 weeks ago. And so with that being said, she's like, I need to get out of here. So she came and stayed with me. Now, we've been kind of quarantined together for 2 weeks or so. But she doesn't have all of her clothes. She doesn't have all of her, you know. So I feel bad for her in a way, too, because it's not, although I think she would rather be with me, I hope, than by herself. I think that for her, that's kind of stinky that you can't have all your stuff when it's not the most comfortable time anyway.
Yeah.
So, again, there are worse things. There are people that aren't having their jobs now.
Very true.
But the good news is every single country music artist in the history of time is doing a live stream. So you can watch that at home.
Yeah. We always have that.
Well, now it's like everyone's like, we're doing a live concert. We're like, yeah, 74 other people have done it. Like, it's cool for a second.
Yeah.
But now the next move is to somehow hook your instruments into a board that goes into the stream, because I can't listen to many people playing in their bathroom anymore.
Yeah.
But people just singing at their phone.
It's not the best quality.
Yeah. Like, you want to get us pumped up now? Make it good quality.
Right.
Don't Mike, we did it on Facebook Live, right? Where we had good quality stuff.
Yeah, you can basically get like an adapter that plugs into your phone.
Dear artists of country music.
Call Mike D.
We did that like 2 years ago.
Yeah. Dearest artists of country music. It was novel for a second when everyone was doing their live streams. But now let's up it a level where it actually sounds good. It was cute for a second, but now it's like let's up it and let's get you a little board and let's hook it in so we can really enjoy the music. But I tell you, some of them, you know, when you just sing like that, there's no effect on your voice, right? And it really shows you how good some of them are at singing.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And you're like, wow, they're real good. And then it also shows you some of them are not that good.
That's right.
But some of them you watch and you're like, wow, like Luke Combs, you go, wow. Well, we've had a lot of these artists sing in studio so we can. Luke Combs, like, holy crap, guys can really wail right there.
Mm-hmm.
But then some of them, you're like, oh, did you get one of those boards we've been talking about? Listen, we're all just trying to get by, man. We're just trying to get by.
Coming from the Bass Pro Shops and Cabela Studio on Music Row, The Bobby Bones Show.
You know, to keep from going crazy during this coronavirus, it's just making sure you limit your time reading about the coronavirus. There is a limit to, or the you know, there's a level of being knowledgeable and then being crazed by it. And I sometimes walk that line where I just watch it all the time for like 18 hours. You know, I got into a podcast yesterday where I was listening about how this virus actually happened, right? This is one of the rare viruses that goes animal to human. So what's happened over time is occasionally there will be a virus that will go animal to human, and then inside the human, it dies. It's not mutated enough to go human to human after it goes animal to human. So basically, it lives in an animal. This is what happened with this virus. It lived in an animal, and from that animal, it had mutated enough to go to a human, and had somehow taken a hold, and then was easily transferable human to human. Rare, but it does happen. That happened with HIV as well.
Mm.
It was animal to human, then human to human. So with this, that's what happened. It was the almost like perfect ingredient of animal, human, mutation, human to human, and spreads like crazy. And so I'm listening to this podcast, and I call it coronavirus, and I'm listening to these doctors talk about the different viruses that have done that. But a lot of times, though, I may have said this already, when it goes animal to human, it doesn't go, it's not ready to go human to human. Like, oddly, the human gets it and then gets sick or dies.
And that's it.
But there's no transfer. So I'm listening to all these doctors talk about it. And a lot of the doctors don't call it coronavirus. They call it COVID-19. And so I've heard them say it so many times. I'm walking around the house yesterday talking to Caitlin about it. And I'm like, yeah, and COVID-19. And she's like, okay, Dr. Fauci, relax with the COVID-19. We call it coronavirus like normal people here. My point is I start to get crazy because that's all I do. I consume myself with talking to folks. And coming up in the next 30 minutes or so, Dr. Schaffner will be on, who is one of the leaders worldwide in infectious diseases. And so we'll have that. And I just want to get on and talk to doctors and people who have been dealing with this from the beginning, which, by the way, the beginning is only the end of last year. And Dr. William Schaffner will be on, and his resume is nuts in a wonderful way that I feel like we'll be able to talk to him about normal questions we have living it every day. So my here we go. I'm going to end on this part of it. Watch the news, be knowledgeable, but then get the crap out of there and binge a Netflix show or something because you will turn into me, and we don't want that. Yeah. We only got
trust us
enough nuttiness. Can you put Dr. Schaffner's resume up there for me? I want to let listeners know what's coming up.
Balance the COVID and the mindless
TV. Call it Corona, because if you start calling it COVID, then all of a sudden people start to roast you.
No, that's what my husband calls it.
Well, but he is military by the book.
That's how they would discuss
We're
it.
We're laymans.
Yes. Yeah.
We call it Corona.
Like that.
Corona. And, you know, even with gloves. And well, I'll tell you what, we'll talk to Dr. Schaffner coming up in a bit about gloves. Kelly in Nashville is on the phone right now, who's called us here on the show. Kelly, appreciate you calling the show. What's going on?
Hey, guys. How are you this morning?
Really good. What would you like to say?
Just wanted to say thank you for keeping some normalcy in such weird times between the tornado and now this. You guys have been on the air, so you've been consistent. We can wake up, we can listen to you, and it's great.
Well, I appreciate that, and even as of today, you can watch us on the live cameras. You know, they're up. We're in the studio. I was talking to one of my friends who works over at Satellite, and she was like, yeah, we're out of the studio. I was like, they're just like everybody out. And, you know, for as long as we can, we're going to be here. Eventually, they're going to have us check out, too. We're still going to be on the air, but I will at some point be broadcasting from my house. I was talking to Elvis Duran this morning. You know, he was on the show yesterday. But I was talking to him because I know it's uncomfortable for someone who comes into a studio every day and works with the same microphone. It's like if you're working on a machine at work. You have a different machine. It just feels weird.
Mm-hmm.
So I hit him up and let him know that his mic sounds good. The quality sounds good. He said they're having some glitches, but what else do you expect when you have a bunch of people working from different houses? But we're going to be going through that at some point. I just would rather it be later and try to hang in as long as we can. But they're eventually going to shut us out. Except for like Raymundo probably is going to live up here on the radio station.
Yeah, I'll quarantine myself here. I got fridges and stuff like that. I can work out in the studio. I'm going to work out perfectly for my lifestyle.
Remember when you used to live here, though?
That's what I'm saying. It was something I wanted to do years ago.
We are on the bottom floor of this building. There's not a lot down here except our studios and like our little offices. And so Raymundo, for how many months did you live in the radio station?
I would say it was a month, probably.
Come on.
Nah, that's not true.
I met my fiance very soon after I was homeless.
Raymundo was living at the radio station and not telling anyone.
Right. And why was he homeless? He was in between.
My lease ended with Lunchbox, and I think he was going to charge me an extra amount because I was breaking the lease or something. So I was like, I'm just moving out. I'm moving out. I'm not going to do another month with you.
Lunchbox was going to overcharge Ray.
Oh my
like
gosh.
He was just a landlord.
And Ray had nowhere to go.
So well, Ray was homeless.
Yeah, so then that's when I just stayed here for maybe 3-4 weeks. Nothing crazy.
And he would like sleep under the radio counters, get mail here. He still gets mail here. What's wrong with you? Let's see, Kelly from St. Louis. Maybe she's talking about something other than coronavirus. I thought about that.
But wait, what did she say?
Maybe Kelly from St. Louis says maybe try talking about something other than the coronavirus. And we do a lot. But you want to know what the thing most people want to hear about right now is not just the technical part of it, but normal people talk about how the coronavirus is affecting their lives.
Yeah.
What you can do about it, little life hacks. Also, I hate to call this, but fun facts. Like the animal thing that I just told you, not super fun, but it's like, oh, wow, I didn't know that really that's what it was. Like when we get the doctor on in a bit, we're not going to have to go, so tell us about the chemical makeup of the virus. We're going to say, what about gloves? Eddie has a question about dish soap on your hands. So, and also, if you look and see what people are Googling the most, it's this.
Right.
It also annoys us. We wouldn't talk about it if we didn't have to.
Right, but we're talking about it like friends are talking about it. Like
Kelly
when you're
St.
sitting
Louis.
Down. I mean, yeah.
I appreciate you listening.
But I feel like we've got a good balance.
Mm-hmm. Dr. William Schaffner will be on. He is a professor in infectious diseases. He is an infectious disease expert. He was on, scroll down for me, Mike. He was on some crazy board that he was the president. Here he is. The National Foundation for Infectious Diseases president and has served on the executive board for the Infectious Diseases Society of America. Like, this dude knows what's up.
Yeah.
I heard he has to try them all out, too.
Yeah.
Well, all the diseases?
Yeah.
Just to know what he's
before
talking
he studies
about.
He has to try them out.
It's kind of like...
It sounds terrible.
You know, we tried last week to greet people. I tried by bowing. You tried by just waving at folks.
Waving. Like, literally, they'd be right in front of me.
So we're trying to figure out ways to not shake hands where it seems pretty natural.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading this article. It says, hey, here are some ways, instead of hugging or shaking hands, the head salute, the cadet.
Mm.
Like, hey, how's it going?
I like that one.
Okay.
Which, you know.
I feel like that belongs in a certain place. Like, we're not, like, that's military. We don't do that.
A head salute, it's respectful. Relax your shoulders, lift your arms, and expose your palms.
Okay. Oh, expose your palms. Is it supposed to be like this?
I don't know.
Backwards?
I'm not doing that one, so I don't know. I just kind of passed over that one.
Okay, good. I agree.
The long distance double kiss, where it's like...
No, stop that.
That's like Real Housewives stuff. If someone does that to me, I'm like, you probably drink Cabernet to me.
Rosé all day?
Yeah, whatever. I don't even know.
Yeah.
Flash a big smile with a peace sign.
Okay.
I feel like that's like Coachella and Stagecoach picture, Instagram picture girl. The royal wave with an exaggeration. That's weird. Like, because you're coming up to people, right?
Yeah.
And I don't think the handshake will ever be gone, but I don't think it'll ever be the same.
No,
you're
right.
I think we're probably going to lose about 25% effectiveness at handshaking. So we got to figure out. Listen, but I've been doing dabs for a long time. You know, I don't like touching hands before this.
But even they say, well, even with proper hand washing, they're making sure you get the backs of your hands. Something we don't think about that can still touch
us. And it's weird because I'll just sit at home and lick the back of my hand all day long. It's my fun thing.
Mm-hmm.
There was a whole story, too, about TV medical dramas. A lot of these doctor shows are giving their masks to hospitals to help fight coronavirus. Because they have a lot because they need to be in production.
Like their props? Shoot.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like wear them.
They have them on set?
Yeah, on set and in the warehouse. I saw Elon Musk tweeting with the guy from 538 yesterday, and he's like, hey, we'll make ventilators like Tesla does space and Tesla does cars. We'll make ventilators. It's not super hard to make, but it's a bit time consuming. Tell us who needs them right now.
Mm.
And so I saw that tweet exchange. It's not a news story that I have in front of me, but I was watching that. And, you know, a lot of people are trying to get involved best they can. But I thought that was interesting.
That is.
This woman in St. Louis who told me to stop talking. I'm a little on tilt right now.
Still?
It's like, what do you expect from us?
You gotta let it go.
If we're, whatever you're talking about all day long is what we're trying to talk about in the morning.
Right. We can't
and
ignore.
I'm promising you, you're talking about this with your friends.
Correct.
What do you want us to do? Play the top 30 countdown on the morning show?
Yeah, I just feel like it's like we'd be completely tone deaf to not address it every now and then.
We should talk about those spring breakers. They did a news story yesterday where they went to kids who are on spring break right now, and the beaches are packed. They're going to have to shut down the beaches eventually, but the governor's still saying, nope, we're going to shut down the beaches. And it's like people are just melted together is
what?
How close they look.
Crazy.
I have missed that.
So these spring breakers are like, we're not going to stop partying here.
If I get corona, I get corona. At the end of the day, I'm not going to let it stop me from partying. You know, I've been waiting. We've been waiting for Miami spring break for a while. About 2 months we've had this trip planned. 2-3 months. So we're just out here having a good time. Whatever happens, happens. With the bars being closed, you know, we'll find alternatives. Unfortunately, it does suck.
Like, it's really messing up with my spring break.
This virus ain't that serious. It's more serious things out there like hunger and poverty, and we need to address that.
The weird thing about, and I see the argument a lot, is like, well, this many people have died on this, so, but this is, you've had lesser many people, so we shouldn't worry. If you use that analogy, only the thing that kills the most people, period, would matter. Meaning you could go, well, heart disease doesn't kill as many people as whatever, so why are we worried about it?
Right.
And I'm not sure what the big killer is. But you can say, well, cancer doesn't kill people's car wrecks. Sure. So I worried about cancer. So when you use someone, they go, well, only 160 people have died in the past month and a half here. But we should worry about, you know, people that eat sodium or people that have the real flu. Or you can go and focus on all these different things. But and if you're using that, then the only thing we should focus on is the top thing and not worry about the other things.
Can you go like stream in a TED talk to these spring breakers?
No, there's nothing they can do to fix it.
They're not listening to anyone.
They're not fixable? Okay.
No, man, I just like, it's like the last couple months, I've just been thinking like spring break rules. And no, it doesn't rule. Corona drools. So if I get corona, I just get it, man. I'm going to have some White Claws and I'm going to head out the beach and just live life. You know, maybe we've been waiting for this for 6 weeks. wrong with you people?
Seriously, God, that's just so...
They're just idiot kids. And
no, they're kids.
Most, and most idiots, and most kids are idiots, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's hard to be mad at idiot kids that don't know any better. You just wish maybe their parents would have slapped them silly earlier.
Right, when they were growing up.
Yeah. No, spring break, it just happens, man. I can't do anything about it. My body brought me here. I didn't even really know I was coming. I just woke up and it was spring break and it was like party, so I did. And I'll address Corona when I get back.
Bars are closed, but we're going to make our own bars.
Corona will be there when I get back, so why would I not worry about it right here? I'll do me.
The bars are closed. That's going to suck really bad, but...
I mean, I respect
it. About?
Corona, I respect it.
Okay, who was it? Vanessa Hudgens.
Will Smith joked that he feels responsible for a lot of the misinformation about coronavirus because the movie I Am Legend. Did you ever see that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, I loved that movie, but you know, that's something that gets spread around in that movie and everybody's dying from it and disappearing. And you know, he's going, hey, you're going to see false facts, and it's a lot of the people just pulling out info from this movie. And I Am Legend 2008. And so he plays a virologist who survived a man-made plague that turned humans into zombies. As part of his preparation for the role, Smith said he met with the Centers of Disease Control and the same group of people that are doing this pandemic now. And a lot of that stuff's coming from the movie. That dog in that movie is one what I remember. I love that
He's
dog.
He's a star.
Mm-hmm. And then they... don't worry about a thing.
Yeah.
That was the big song they would sing in the bathtub. They'd go in the bathtub and sing that song.
Mm, special time.
And back in the good old days when this stuff wasn't real.
I know.
It was just a movie.
Could just fantasize about it.
You fantasize about
it? No.
This? What are you into? We now find out what Amy and her husband do. They put on masks and like, all right, baby, what's the disease tonight?
Never mind.
Who's going to survive tonight? You or me?
That's not how I meant that to come out at all.
Was it bubonic tonight, baby, or what? What are we getting into?
Okay. Mm-hmm. That really came out wrong.
He's like, he pulls out his little Spanish guitar. Tonight is the Spanish flu.
I mean, back when it was just fantasy. Uh-huh. Like fiction.
No, you said fantasize. Yeah.
George R.R. Martin, who wrote Game of Thrones, is using this time to finish Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
He never finished. Not the movie, Nettie, not the show.
The books.
Did you ever even watch the show?
No, but
why did you act so like...
Because people love it.
He does this.
People
love that show. I'm like you, Amy. Like, I just feel like there's been too many episodes already that I'm not catching
up. Right.
So I'm not
gonna say. You acted all like happy about it.
Because
like
you had
any interest whatsoever.
You
don't
want
be
someone
fake.
Creative.
Don't be fake.
No,
you
like
want
I literally someone thought you started the books. By your excitement, wow, Eddie started the books.
Eddie read one book in his reading challenge, and now all of a sudden, he's Mark Twain.
Can't say anything around here.
Nope. You can't, clearly.
Like, fantasize.
Amy's like, so listen, he put on the scrubs, right?
Her husband comes out with the scrubs. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Chlorosol, room 2.
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On with us right now from her house, quarantined, is Morgan, number 2. Morgan, if people want to listen to the show today, what shall they be listening for?
Well, you helped Amy celebrate her birthday with safe social distancing.
Yeah, we...
That's right.
...had a 3-person birthday party. You can hear about that on the podcast. What else?
The University of Arkansas gave the show jerseys.
Yeah, the athletic program made jerseys for the show. And
with our names.
Eddie had a run-in with someone as he was wearing one.
A few fans out there.
A few fans, and it was a little awkward. All right, what else?
A streaming service is having watch parties so you can hang with your friends if you're practicing social distancing.
We're talking about the Netflix thing?
Yeah, from The Pile.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool thing. Check that on The Pile. Is it weird to listen to the show every morning and not be in studio, Morgan, or no?
Yeah, it's super weird. I feel like I'm missing things, but, you know, I'm getting the full listener experience right now.
And what is that? What's the full listener? What can we do better at?
Yeah, how would you rate this?
I mean, more talk from you guys. I think people want to hear what's happening with you guys more than they do about anything else. So just the more you guys talk about your lives, the better off it is.
How do you feel about the talk music ratio? A podcast is not going to hear the music, but like when we're doing the radio show live, do you feel like we should talk more or play more music?
Yeah.
Oh, she just got gobbled up by Corona Monster. All right, go ahead. You were cutting out. Go ahead.
I think you guys should talk more because I listen to the live stream and watch the live stream, so I'm getting that experience. And there's a lot of silence sometimes because we're on commercials or music. So definitely more talking.
Okay, so you're listening on the internet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not on the radio. Okay.
Right.
Another experience.
Yeah, she'd probably have to go sit in her car.
True. That's true.
The radio.
I mean, if you're at home, you're listening probably on the iHeartRadio app or online, and then like, who do people have radios in their house anymore?
I don't know.
I don't.
Morgan number two, we're going to need you to go sit in your car and experience this, like, for real, for
real.
We need
to get a clothes hanger, right? Stick it in a can of Coke. Hey, Ray, thank you. Morgan, thank you. Sorry, I was looking at Ray. We'll hit that clip now. Here we go. Amy, what's going on today?
I have a therapy appointment, which I think is good for me right now. I need to process some stuff. And then I'm trying to figure out the internet at my house. Like, I have no Wi-Fi. So that's my goal.
I'm headed to a funeral right now. So I got to drive a few hours up into Kentucky and go to a funeral for someone that works with us, but is super close. And then, so I'm going to go to that and drive back. And my dog has a vet checkup, which at the end of the afternoon, which I think I can get back for. If not, I'll have Caitlin take him to the vet. That tomorrow, Kelsey Ballerini on the show. Be sure to check that out. Other than that, hope you have a great Thursday. We'll see you on Friday. Bye, everybody.
Fight. Congrats, Bobby Bones, on your ACM win.
Grind.
ACM.
Congrats, Bobby Bones.
Repeat.
National Air Personality
of the Year, baby.
Come on.
Win.
Love you.